radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Firehouse.com's coverage of the 2010 Fire and EMS Safety, Health, and Survival Week is brought to you by Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont, two key players committed to firefighter safety year-round. Learn more about Globe and DuPont at globefiresuits.com/globe or by clicking on the ads on the podcast player page.
Hi, I'd like to welcome you all here to the Health, Safety, and Survival Week podcast from firehouse.com. My name is Mike Contreras, and I'm here to talk a little bit about health, wellness, and fitness. Some of the things that you as firefighters can do on a daily basis to not only help yourself, help the citizens you serve, and help the other firefighters around you. A little bit about myself. Like I said, my name is Mike Contreras. I'm a fire captain for the Orange County Fire Authority out in Irvine, California. I'm a former wellness and fitness coordinator, which for our department is like the strength coach. My job was to make sure that everybody gets the workouts they're supposed to help them with their job, gets annual screenings, really anything to do with the health portion of the job. I've been a fire captain for 21 years with the fire authority. I've held the rank of firefighter, firefighter paramedic, and captain. A lot of my background's been in training and really looking at what can help our people do their jobs on a day-in and day-out basis. I've been a training officer. I've been a recruit academy instructor. I've been academy fitness coordinator, which, again, 20 years ago when I got hired, really wasn't a big deal. We just put our recruits into a fire academy and just ran them around in circles for about 30 minutes and said that was physical fitness. In this day and age, I think it's imperative that we look at what people are doing around the country, and really we start looking at ourselves as professional athletes and preparing ourselves for the game of firefighting. And not that it's a game, but we do need to prepare ourselves like professional athletes. Most recently, I was an academy coordinator. Some of you may have seen the show The Academy Orange County Fire. It was a docudrama where they followed the academy around for 18 weeks and quite honestly had the camera in my face most of the time. But it was a good, like I said, docudrama that showed exactly what we do out here in California and how we train our recruits. As far as my fitness background, I'm a national strength and conditioning the National Strength and Conditioning Association certified strength and conditioning specialist. I'm an ACE peer fitness trainer. I'm a level 2 CrossFit instructor, USA weightlifting. I could go on and on and on. The point is not that I have a bunch of letters after my name or certifications, but really how I've tried to look at what's out there in the world and what we as firefighters can bring into our arena to help us train and become better prepared to do our job. Well, that's enough about me. What I want to talk about today is, like I said in the beginning, firehouse.com is bringing you the Health, Safety, and Survival Week. It's something that the IAFF and the International Association of Fire Chiefs try to get together and, along with the U.S. Fire Administration and try to give firefighters topics that can help them on a day-in, day-out basis. One of the things that I want to talk about is how can you change on a daily basis, how can you change your health, improve your safety, and improve your ability to survive the daily challenges of being a firefighter, and increase those chances of survival if you do get caught in a bad situation. Some of those things are not things that we think about or maybe even address on a daily basis, but they are very real threats to us as we go to work on a daily basis. So the thing that I want to talk about, like I said in the very beginning, is health, wellness, and fitness. And when I talk to people about them, they are like, well, that's one thing. And my take in my time as a wellness fitness coordinator is you really have to look at them as three individual pieces, but yet treat them as a whole. And that might be a different, you know, almost a paradigm shift for some people, but you have to look at it. And really, when we talk about it, what is it? Let's take a second and try to define what exactly health, wellness, and fitness is. We talk about health. You know, health really is defined as the kind of a general condition of a person with all aspects of a healthy state of well-being. And that's kind of a dictionary term, but where you don't have any diseases, your body's feeling well, you don't have to go to the doctor. And some examples of that would be keeping your blood pressure in check, your cholesterol lower, looking at liver enzymes, your body weight, your body comp, immunization screening, things that are just about your overall health. And we'll talk about things that you can do to directly attack that area. The second piece would be wellness. And this is something, if you look back in the last probably 20 years, is really kind of come to the forefront. It's that proactive approach. And I like to define it as the process of learning about or engaging in behaviors that are likely to result in optimum health. And really, we're talking about a mind and body and spirit piece. And that's, you know, we don't want to talk about our mind or spirit, but when you look at the things that we're exposed to on a daily basis, whether it be the stressful situations, heavy call load, maybe a call that didn't go bad or didn't go well, we really need to look at these. And some of the examples of that are massage, meditation, yoga, injury prevention, behavioral health, and something that we've done out here in Orange County is really community outreach. The closer you get to the public, I think that can really help you understand what's going on and start taking care of that that mental piece. The third piece is fitness. And I think everybody goes, well, I know what fitness is. I go run around, I lift some weights, and that's really that's really all it is. I like to take more of a holistic approach. Look at the big picture. It's an overall measure of physical attributes, including, and I think any fitness program needs to include all these, cardiovascular fitness, endurance, both muscular and cardiovascular, strength, and then really looking at body comp and flexibility. Some examples of that are, you know, obviously weightlifting, stretching. Whether you're looking from a cardiovascular standpoint, you can do, some people made in California do mountain biking. You can do running. You can do rowing. Another thing that's really come to the forefront as far as evaluation is movement screen. Look at how your people move. If they're not moving well and their bodies aren't biomechanically working the way they're engineered to, then maybe you need to fix that. And that's an example of putting a really nice house on a poor foundation. So movement screening is something I think that everybody can do at the station level, whether you have a wellness and fitness program or not. Firefighter recruit training, I talked a little bit about it earlier, but it's important to get these new firefighters and young firefighters on board with this mindset of fitness as soon as possible. And then injury rehabilitation, you know, looking at injury rehab, just the way professional athletes look at their injury rehab, is preparing our people not just to get strength back in a appendage that's been hurt. You know, if they've hurt their knee, it's not about getting 70% strength back in the leg so they can get back to work. It's about getting 100% so they can go out and perform like that professional athlete. And, you know, one of the terms I like to use as firefighters is we're occupational athletes. And a lot of my research and information that I've gathered, really, when you look at what our bodies are put through, to really prepare ourselves as anything other than professional athletes is really taking a short-sighted approach. To take the fitness just a step further, it's not your normal everyday get on the bike, do 20 minutes, and then go back and continue on with your day. If you look at how we try to define our job, and again, I talk about stresses, is the stresses of the intensity of firefighting. If you look at firefighting, you look how hard we have to work, we're talking high levels of anaerobic fitness. And unless you prepare at that level, you're not going to be prepared for when the game comes, if you will. We need to look at the movements and then look at the injuries. If we can identify what injuries that we're at high risk of obtaining, then we can look at prevent those. I did talk a little bit about intensities. When you look at the gear that we put on to go on structure fire, even a TC, our heart rates are starting at 130 beats a minute. And this is something that I've focused a lot of time on while I was in the wellness and fitness coordinator job, is really looking at what we're talking about, defining what our intensity or our workloads are. The really interesting thing is we were able to look at that we had people routinely working above 200 beats a minute. And if those of you out there who are paramedics, you know that for some people we give medication for that. But for firefighters, it's something we just deal with on a daily basis. It's what we have to do. And how long do we do it for? We do it from the information that I've gathered. We do it for 20, 30, 40 minutes. So in a medical setting, would somebody tell you that that's good for you? Absolutely not. But it's something that we have to contend with on a daily basis. When we look at the movements we do, you know, what type of things that we should we do fitness-wise? And, you know, I tell people, if somebody's doing nothing, then having that person do something is a step in the right direction. But what we really, if we can build the best program, we want something that really looks at our hips, helps our hip movement. The hip is where the center of all movement happens. We want to look at power. We want to look at, and again, as crazy as this may sound, we want to look at the neurological pathways. We want to train in the same way that we're going to perform. And then finally, we look at the gear. You know, we are changing our movement patterns and how we move biomechanically because we're loading ourselves with 50 to 60 pounds of gear. And then we're insulating it like in a thermal blanket. We're putting ourselves into increased temperatures and then going ahead and creating more heat in our body with the physical activity we do. So when you put all those pieces together, it's not just something simple as go out, jump on the bike, and ride for 20 minutes. It has to be a comprehensive approach. And that's why when I talked about the very beginning, we look at that health, wellness, and fitness. It can't be, I think fitness has gotten all the, people have really focused on the fitness piece. But I think that's why we have to have that health and wellness. And if you look at how they are tied together, if you have poor health, then the chances of you having good fitness are going to probably be decreased. What I found is that if you're lacking in one area, you're probably lacking in another. And if you're lacking in wellness, then your fitness level's probably not as high as you need to go. And then take that back to fitness. If you have poor fitness, then your health is probably not quite where it needs to be. So it's really important that we tie all three of those together and really look at them as one comprehensive piece, but broken up into three different pieces. When you look at health, wellness, and fitness, who benefits? You do. You know, the firefighter, they feel better. They get more productivity on a daily basis. They're able to extend their career. And then when they retire, they're able to retire with a body that's not completely beat up. How about your family? You know, our families are something that I think sometimes we take for granted, but really it's why we go to work. We want to take care of them, provide a great life for them, and we don't want to leave the best years or really our best productivity at work. We want to bring it home so we can be with our family. Our employer. In this day and age, we really have to be partners with our employer and look at how we can help reduce costs. And if we can take this overall holistic approach, we can reduce not only workers' comp costs, you know, your on-the-job injuries, but we can reduce medical costs. If you look at a person who has overall health, wellness, and fitness, he's not going to use as much of his insurance, which is going to decrease cost utilization and then put more money back into the employer's pocket. And some people may go, well, I don't want to do that. Well, because every dollar that you can save your employer, that's maybe a better piece of equipment, maybe a little bit more money that you can get on your next raise. I know raises are tough in this day and age, but it's going to help you down the line. Then ultimately the public. If you can better serve the public, I mean, they're the ones that are paying our salaries. And I think more and more they expect more from us, and in a lot of cases want more for less. But it's what we do. We have to serve these citizens the best we can. You know, I think a lot of times we take it for granted, but when you step off at the engine at that emergency, the public wants to know that you're there to take care of them and that you have the ability to. And somebody who's fit, has the good mindset and is healthy, you can see it. We as firefighters know that in the fire station. We can see who has it and who doesn't, and so can the public. So I think it's imperative as the public is our employer, really when you get it down to that level, we need to make sure that make sure and provide the best possible services. Today, I've given you some ideas and hopefully some tools, some tidbits of information to help you take control of your health, wellness, and fitness. If your department is a smaller department and doesn't have a comprehensive wellness and fitness program, that's okay. Hopefully by defining these and breaking these areas down, you can look on the internet. You can go to firehouse.com. There's information there. You can also go to the IFF IFF website and the International Association of Fire Chiefs. This is all information that's easily accessible out there. You just have to want to go get it. Then the final piece I want to leave you with is, please remember, it's your health, it's your wellness, and ultimately it's your safety. And you get to that safety by creating a comprehensive program that includes health, wellness, and fitness. The last piece I want to leave you with is something I came up with a few years ago when I'm working at recruits, and you look at some of the mundane stuff we have to, maybe tie knots or throw a ladder, and you really ask yourself, why do I got to do this? Because whether you're training for a live fire exercise, you're doing your daily workout, you're practicing ventilation techniques, one thing you really need to remember is you need to train like your life depends on it, because it does. Again, this is Mike Contreras for Firehouse.com. I want to thank you for tuning in and appreciate you guys doing what you can to make yourself better.
Firehouse.com would like to thank Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont for sponsoring the in-depth coverage of this year's Fire and EMS Safety Week. Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont are committed to keeping firefighters safe all year with extensive product lines that can be found at www.dupont.com/personal_protection_global/en_us/index.html or by clicking on the ads on the podcast player page.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.